air and online. It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon on 98.9 7AD.
And time to say a very good afternoon to Justin Delandy at Leading for You for Home Run Finance. G'day, mate.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Well, thank you very much. Had to go on the cup last week. Any luck?
No good.
All right. The only way is up, isn't that what they say? Let's talk about Aussie home loans. They have results of a recent survey. What's that suggesting about mortgage stress?
Yes, that mortgage stress may be hitting Australian households, and that's following the Reserve Bank's latest official cash rate hike. So last Tuesday, the official cash rate was raised for the seventh consecutive month to now sit at 2.85%, and that's the highest it's been in 7 years.
The only winner on Cup Day.
Yeah, correct. So the Aussie Home Loan Survey said that that record lift to the cash rate will have many Australians concerned. 53% of mortgage holders are expected to go into what they called significant mortgage stress if the official cash rate hits 3%. And one of the research findings indicated that, you know, Australians will be trying to cope with these increased rate increases, but they've said 64% surveyed, so the first things that will go will be entertainment. 59% have said retail, takeaway food, restaurants, bars, etc., while 38% will cut down on cosmetics. So I don't know whether that's something you do, Lee, but...
Cleared them out a while ago.
However, you know, look, for some, a way out could be a little bit harder to navigate.
Yeah.
So they've compiled a list of 7 ways that homeowners can avoid mortgage stress, which I think is a good thing. Stop, look and ask. So always know what your current rate is, and if it's fixed, ensure you know when it ends. If you've avoided financial literacy, and a lot of people do, now's the time. Now's the time to the gateway to managing or better avoiding any sort of distress going forward. Do some calculations. Be one step ahead of what you can afford for repayments and what amount would put you on the path to financial strain.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your full financial position. Maybe look to refinance to a home loan with low or zero fees, or take advantage of refinancing with some cashback offers and things that a lot of the banks have out there. And for some people, perhaps consider an offset account to reduce the amount you pay in home loan interest anyway.
Yeah, right. Good advice. Hey, how is the TAS property market looking at the moment?
Well, the Real Estate Institute of Tasmania's September quarterly report, which was released last Friday, we've seen the brakes come on total sale transactions across the state for both investor and interstate purchases all trending lower.
Right.
So September quarter sales were interesting. This is a pretty big number, 27% lower this year compared to last year. Interstate buyers purchased 305 properties for the quarter, down 34% compared to June. And this has been described as the lowest level of mainland buyer interest in Tassie for some time. Now, Lee, when you see Hobart is sitting probably the third most expensive city to buy real estate behind Melbourne and Sydney, that's probably a fair reason why mainland investors are looking at other markets.
Yeah.
So, the other part was fewer younger buyers secured a home in that September quarter. That was down about 19%. And investor participation right across the board was described as a little bit as alarming, as it fell by 31%. Now, the REIT president, Michael Walsh, has said, you know, these results, they're striking. They're pretty big numbers, but they're not surprising. It's just really showing a realignment of the market. We've had this rising interest rate environment. We've got cost of living pressures. We've got slower wage growth. But the good news is, Lee, is that we'll probably see prices come back a little bit.
Right.
And that'll allow first home buyers the ability to enter the market, because a lot of them have had a great deal of difficulty doing that.
Yeah, well, you talk about mortgage stress. There are people that are stressed without even having a mortgage yet. So
that's right.
We'll see that sort of quashed a little bit. Now, JP Morgan, they've released their expectations on the dollar.
Yes, they reckon we're in for some good news there. Clawback, they believe that the Australian dollar is going to claw back steep declines in 2022 over the next few months before climbing further to US 70 cents by the June quarter of 2023. Looking at it, the Aussie dollar bought just 62.9 US cents last Friday. You know, it's currently today at 65 US cents. So we had the Reserve Bank on October 4, become the first major central bank to slow the pace of monetary tightening. So instead of going there 0.5%, they dropped it to 0.25%, which repeated at this week's November policy, or last week's November policy meeting, I should say. That compared to the US Federal Reserve, they've had their fourth consecutive interest rate increase of 75 basis points. So just imagine that if they're in the US, where they're trying to cool inflation that's running at a 40-year high of 8.2%, and we're nowhere near that. So they believe that we're going to see a bit of a bounce back, so the Australian economy is not in as bad as shape as perhaps some of the other major countries around the world. And the key beneficiaries of a rebound in the Australian dollar are companies like Qantas, which incurs costs such as fuel in US dollars, but earns and reports in Aussie dollars. So the better the Aussie dollar, the better they'll go. So if you've got Qantas shares, Lee, sounds like a good one.
You're on a winner. All right, mate, interesting couple of points we've covered there, the Savo. Really appreciate it as usual.
Not a problem, Lee. Let's talk next week.
Sounds like a plan. Justin Delandy from Lending For You. It's Home Run Finance.